Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Holy Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Bye Guys on Gas Digital. I'm your host, Ian Fidance, my main man, Zach D'Amico. And, Zach, we're excited for our guest today, aren't we?
I'm caught in the middle, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, no, you can't fucking do that. Sorry, you fucking dumb bitch.
That's our first guest, Louis J. Gomez. You know that voice of Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. Fucking,
you know what, Ian, now you're off Skankfest.
The jump.
Now you're off the depraved.
The Joe.
No.
The Joe Jett. What?
You're out. You're out.
What?
For the disrespect, for the insubordination.
No. Chloe LeBranch, our other guest today.
I want up.
Welcome to the close show.
Wow. Is it unplugged? Is that why? What happened here?
It's not plugged in.
What happened?
What happened, Chloe?
Chloe, what happened? Were you nervous? Were you fiddling with the thing?
Were you diddling with the doodad?
Are you nervous? Did we make you nervous, Chloe?
Yeah, you guys are all so hot.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that was sarcastic. Fuck you, Chloe. I'm hot.
You wish.
Chloe's slipping off her chair at the view of three balding men.
Chloe, I'm an attractive man. You can sit here all you want and pretend that I'm not, but I know what I am. I had a fat day yesterday. I'll be honest with you. I had a fat day. I had a few sandwiches.
I let myself go.
I really let myself go. I ordered sandwiches from my favorite deli, and for my home, I had a bunch of family members over, and then nobody wanted those sandwiches. So there's all these extra sandwiches, and then I kept on taking the top part of the sandwich. I was like, I'll just eat half the bread. Mm. But once you eat four sandwiches, that's technically eating two full sandwiches.
So, that's good sandwich math.
There's a lot of sandwiches.
I cheated last night, too. I had Ben and Jerry's.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you fat little bitch. You look very lean right now, Ian.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You look very lean.
Yeah. You look great. Depression?
Yes.
Are you depressed?
No eating.
What are you depressed about?
No, riding my bike, and I've been doing push-ups. And I'm riding my bike in like 100-degree heat. So I'm like shedding.
Why did you speak that way? Like the way you just spoke?
What do you mean?
Like you just said it all weird. You were like,
I had a
cum
in my throat.
There was cum in your throat from last night.
Yeah. No, I've been getting phlegm from smoking so much.
He had one of the frogs from my pocket.
Hell yeah, Chloe.
Don't Ian and Chloe look like a gay guy and a lesbian who did conversion therapy? And now they have to pretend they're in love.
Hell yeah, they do.
We look like we're a couple in the 70s that can't be honest about being gay. We're just like, I'm my partner.
Yeah, you guys look like you have not had sex in 20 years.
Yeah. Well, that's a lie.
Yeah.
With each other.
It's because he doesn't help around the house.
It's because it's a woman's job, bitch.
Can we make our own 70s sitcom with Chloe and Ian?
I mean, you're nailing it with those glasses.
Yeah, you look hot.
Yeah.
Chloe. Sarcastically calling me hot.
Chloe
me
is horned up.
She is all horned up.
Oh, my God.
And my glasses are cool. My glasses are ironic. So I know that some of the females are like, dude, why are you wearing those glasses?
Liz, it's pronounced moronic. Dude, those glasses started... Those glasses started ironic, and they've gone around the clock to actual part of you.
They're fucking cool. It's my alternative.
You make them look good, yeah.
My alternative personality, Chichi Benson.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
And last night when you ate those sandwiches, you were Cheat Benson.
Oh, you know what? I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
I did not.
Blame Shannon.
You know what? That shouldn't be there.
That's the password on his other phone.
Which, by the way, I leave my Instagram open apparently here at Gas Digital all the time, and my staff, I mean, they have access to everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the secrets that are my Instagram is full of secrets.
Oh boy,
you guys can, they can, and I mean this, they can release videos of me coming deep and hard into the air, just fucking get with my face in it, my knuckle ring.
You do it from that angle?
Yeah, dude.
I'd be worried about double chins and stuff. I do it from the other angle.
It turns me on that the woman knows who I am, like that I'm being dangerous. It's like, yeah, bitch, you get to see it.
That's why I make them say my name when they're doing it.
And then when after I come, I realize how bad of an idea that was.
Don't you get a doesn't it hurt if you have a ring on?
Do you think I wear rings, Chloe?
Oh.
Come on.
Yeah, man. Only fucking no cool hot guys wear rings.
No. Rings.
That's your next phase.
We've been
working
on that in therapy.
That's my next phase, rings?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I could wear a ring. Shannon, what do you think about guys in rings?
I don't think I love it. I guess there's a certain type of style that can pull it off, but in general, I don't think I've ever dated a ring wearer.
It gets a little Ralphish.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of when you say that. Yeah, I think of
Ralph. Well, it gets Ralphish if it's like a skull or like some sort of like, it's, you know, a bat with horns.
Yeah, Ralph's got like a fucking poison look what the cat dragged in ring. Or fucking, just he's like, oh, I got this ring from Rob Halford himself.
Yeah.
Like, all right, Ralph, nobody cares.
Yeah, okay. My rings are more Native American sterling silver.
No, they're still pretty fucking gay. Rings in general, I think it does scream that you're a fucking queer.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Looks like you take care of your nails.
I do.
I was doing so good for a little while. My nails were growing in. And they looked really nice. They looked like just nice. And then yesterday, I just had a moment. I went,
"Are you bite them?
That's not a sandwich."
I bit them all off, dude.
He was eating the sandwich, just got to his fingers, and didn't stop.
I tore every fucking nail off my hand yesterday in a fucking fit of rage.
Why are you stressed?
And it was
depressed?
So satisfying.
He just said his whole family was over.
Mm.
So, yeah, buddy, I've been clipping them lately, but I just, there's something satisfying about biting those fucking nails. And I try not to.
There is something so satisfying about, growing your toenails out long and then clipping them in one slice.
Wait, what?
I thought you were going to say biting your toenails.
No. I don't bite my fingernails, just my toenails.
When I was a kid, I wouldn't bite my toenails. What I would do is I would tear my toenails off and then put the toenail in my mouth.
Shut up. Yeah. Oh, God, that's so disturbed.
For no reason.
Oh, God.
I would hope there wasn't a reason.
For God.
Yeah.
It's because Jesus told me to.
No, to forgot all the drama you were going through.
You know what? I do not dislike it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Let's see what's going on here. Look, we have a great show planned today. Tonight, me and Zach are heading out to go to Providence, Rhode Island. The show right now, if it's inside, it's sold out. If it's outside, there's a few more tickets left. It's a weird thing because if it's going to rain, there's a tropical storm coming in this afternoon that's hitting the area. So we'll see. You might be able to still get tickets. I think you could technically still buy tickets right now because it's supposed to be outside. But yeah, it's pretty goddamn close to sold out. So if you're watching live, please support. Come out to fucking Providence tonight. Let's do some plugs real quick. I got to sneeze.
Chloe, what do you want to plug, honey?
Oh, I'm going to be at Skankfest.
Hell yeah, Chloe.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, Chloe. That's all you want to plug?
Oh, yeah, no, more. You can watch... Oh, I'm starting back my podcast, but it's not going to be a podcast. It's just... I'm going to do it on YouTube. It's a close show. And then I have News for Women that I do on my Instagram on YouTube. And then you can follow me on Instagram at Chloe LaBranch.
Hell yeah.
And you put my name wrong on the Fight Journal.
I didn't.
So, Paco
that
did?
That was Paco.
He told me that you... I asked you to change it, and you said to ask Lewis.
No, yeah, they have the ability to change it on Instagram.
It was right on Instagram.
Wow. Wow, Paco.
Wow.
Wow. Chloe LaBranch, the new star of Fight Journal. People love her on the Fight Journal. Very, very funny. Very charming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very sexy. Can I say that? What year is this?
It's my body. It's hotter than my face.
Your body is hotter than your face. That is accurate. Yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
But...
butter personality.
your face is cute, but it's just your body's righteous. Your body's righteous, Chloe. What am I supposed to do here?
I don't know.
Your body's so fucking righteous. You
when
don't make
you send
your
nudes. Don't do it this way.
Make your body less righteous, or I don't know. I mean,
yeah, give me the other half of those sandwiches.
Well, wear makeup. You know you don't wear any makeup. That's the problem with you.
She's caked in it right now.
No, she's not.
A little mascara today.
Yeah, Chloe's like, she's all natural, like fucking, like, and that's fine. We like that, but you know, look, you're fucking comparing. Look at fucking Clownface Shannon over there. She's like, oh, folks.
Clownface Shannon.
I'm ready for a date. Ooh, ooh. Honka, honka.
What part makes it clownface? Just curious.
Look at her. She's curious. Which part? Look at her. Look at her, everyone. Clownface Where Shannon.
The big honker you got for her nose.
That's not makeup, Ian.
Honker, honker, honker.
Oh,
I think Shannon looks great. I don't even know how to do makeup.
When like Shannon that. Gets fucked and she squirts, it's out of a flower on her
hell
shirt.
Yeah. Shannon, hell yeah. Take that shit.
Shannon squirt seltzer.
Shannon, I think you look great.
I think you look great too, Chloe.
Yeah, but I'm saying you can use
Shannon
a little bit of...
Shannon doesn't get cream pie. She just buys other people.
Yes. Yes.
Listen, I think we should stop making fun of Shannon or she's going to get back in a car with her 49 friends and get out of here.
Oh, that was good.
I want to see your Shannon clown memes.
Oh, wow.
Tweet them at us. Post them in the racist live chat. Shannon's not happy with it.
Yeah. Stay tuned to my Instagram to find out what's going on in Lewis's
At Shannon Lee Gacy.
Sign out of my Instagram, Shannon. I say crazy shit in that Instagram when I'm horny. If I'm horny and I'm caught up in the right moment,
oh, it's
shit.
Bad. Oh, it's bad.
You catch me horny, dude, I'll say crazy shit.
Dude, my eyes go black like Wing of Crow. I just really...
Woo! Yeah, yeah.
Well, they reflect the color of the cocks you're looking at.
If it was Lewis, it'd be brown and white.
See, everyone, Chloe,
more
everyone
of a
keeps
Neapolitan.
On, everyone keeps on posting this photo in the racist live chat saying that it's you.
It's not.
Well,
it's not.
They say it is.
Wait, let me see.
Come on.
No, I don't think so.
That ass is way too good. Way too good.
Can you tell people stop doing that?
Guys, stop doing
that. Way too good.
Stop doing that.
Yeah, that's not
cool. Wait, is it actually you?
No.
Chloe, you made me think it was you from your reaction. I thought it wasn't you until you said that.
It's not.
Uh-oh. No, look at that butt. No offense, Chloe.
No, Chloe's got a solid butt.
No.
Oh, because she's not attached to a man, you fucking homo.
No, I don't like man butt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you like?
He likes man dick.
Ew, you like the dicks.
I used to. I'm out of the game.
You're out of the game. Yeah, neither of you are bi. You're married to a woman. You don't fuck dudes anymore.
I used to. It was like my David Bowie phase.
You guys just do it for like stage time.
Yeah, you guys
I don't get stage time.
You're like, I'm gay. Put me on JFL.
No, I fucking, I mean, I'm not really into it anymore. I want to be in like a long-term relationship. I don't want to fuck
God,
around anymore.
Love.
I don't really want to date guys.
Can you please stop?
What?
Nobody wants to hear about your fucking
You don't
real,
love love?
Your real shit.
Look at you.
You fucking dickhead.
You're constantly looking for love.
I met someone.
You make me sick.
Who'd you meet?
I met a guy. Well, I met him like 14 years ago. I was one.
What a love story.
Thanks. Chloe. He lives in Texas. He's going to come to Skankfest.
You're not inviting men to Skankfest. What do you think is going on here?
One time, Chloe got drunk at the creek and invited her Uber driver in to watch her.
Did I?
Yeah.
No way.
You're like, come on in. Come on in.
Did I really?
Yeah. He was like, Amadou.
That's so legit.
Yeah.
So, Chloe,
like,
are
Amadou,
you...
not go in there.
What, are you dating somebody now for real, Chloe, or no? It's
We're not dating. We like reconnected and we've been FaceTiming every night. And I think we're... He's going to come. He's flying to New York to take me to dinner.
Aww. Really?
And he's 38 and he doesn't drink, so that's good.
Good for you. That's great.
There you go. Why? If it's somebody who drinks, is that a problem?
Oh,
well.
Is
that a problem for you?
Is not going to go well.
Why not?
Because I'll start drinking and then it'll just be like a nightmare.
Yeah, I'm almost the same way. Like, if I'm dating a chick, if she's into like cocaine and Molly... And
you're into cocaine,
ketamine.
It's a threesome.
Like, I'll just be fucking.
Yeah,
it'll be a problem. Like I have to be with a chick who's like, no, Lewis, you're not allowed to do ketamine and Molly and cocaine.
Yeah, you can't get an enabler.
Yeah, I got to get a chick who's gonna actually be like disappointed in me if I do it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, because I'll go down that path.
That's how my ex was. It was my job to like not to make sure she wouldn't drink, and then. Sometimes it would just be like, it's 10 a.m., I'm coked up and drunk, I'm at your door. All right.
No, the second time I started talking to this guy, he told me his sign. He's like, I'm an Aries. And I was like, fucking relax.
Oh.
I was like, I don't need to know that yet. It's too much.
Is he cum drunk?
Shannon, I told you to look up the Judge Joe Brown defending Bill Cosby thing.
Do you wanna, kinda do you wanna, can we finish plugs first?
Oh, Shannon. Yeah. Whatever's going on, Shannon.
Butt
today,
plugs.
I don't know what's going on. I called her.
Zach said it at literally the same time.
But Zach's also a clown.
Yeah, but yeah, so we have a clown connection.
Yeah, you guys are fucking clown connection to me right now. I don't like this.
Bingo and bongo.
you fucking dickhead clowns. Get out of my fucking face, dude. I didn't do shit to you guys today. Shannon's not like being called a clown or whatever is going on right now. This is the her
You're
least...
You're tapping into some childhood
There's
trauma.
Some weird shit going on right now because not since I called Shannon fat for the third time after she told me not to call her fat have I seen Shannon this upset with me.
I'm not upset. It's just I feel like there has to be some truth to a joke and I'm just trying to understand where the truth is in the joke.
Telling Lewis about jokes. Holy fuck. What a low blow.
Yo, Zach, what's going on today?
Rick Crow.
Is this a soft spot for Shannon?
I don't know what we're going to do.
Oh, shit. We might need a new producer, but those are some big shoes to fill.
Oh my god.
I don't know what's going on.
Shit. Do not let James near any sewers later.
Oh, boy. Dude, Lewis, you better be careful or else she's going to disappear like a rabbit in a hat.
That's a magician.
Ian.
Clowns are magicians.
not always. I mean, do some silly tricks. Like,
I'm not going to make a joke because I'm on her team.
All right. There we go.
Team Ugly, unite.
Oh, please.
No, Shannon is beautiful.
Shannon's hot.
You're both beautiful.
If you could teach me how to do that makeup, I'd do it.
I try to have sex with Shannon all the time, and she says no. So I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't think Shannon's hot. But
well, she honks twice for no.
Ian, let's do plugs. Did he do his plugs already?
No. Oh, July 23rd to 25th, I'm going to be at Chicago Zanies. It's going to be a good time. If you're in the area, come on out. Headline Chicago Zanies. That's going to be a good time. iAnimal69 Twitch, Twitter, and Instagram. Going to start twitching again. That's fun. And this weekend, I'm going to be in Fairfield, Connecticut with the Great Attell. And then we're going to Harrisburg Comedy Zone in Hilarities, Ohio. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Come on out. Thank you.
Sick.
Oh, and I'm going to be at Skankfest.
Yeah, you are.
Hell yeah.
Woo! Roll Tide.
Skankfest.
Skankfest South.
Yes. And then more depraved shows.
Yeah, you are. Zach, you may come.
Fuck yeah.
You can meet my guy.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other shows here on the network. Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Bye Guys, Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. And Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Friday nights at midnight. This evening is myself, JP McDade, and Katie Boyle watching Slither. And I'll be on the road with Lewis.
Yeah. All right, we got some stuff coming up, guys. Live shows all over the fucking place. Holy shit, guys. I've never toured this much in my entire life. Next weekend, I will be July 16th and 17th, Stress Factory, Bridgeport, Connecticut. 8 o'clock shows, myself and Zach Amico. I'm headlining with Zach opening. And then the 10 o'clock shows are The Depraved. The lineup for The Depraved on the 10 o'clock show, or 10 o'clock shows, I'll tell you right now, because I got it right in fucking front of me. I might as well tell you the exact lineup. Hold on, I got it right now. Everyone be fucking cool. I texted it to Bobby Hutch because he's doing a fucking flight.
Guess what?
Oh, American Comedy Company. I just did American Comedy
Company. No, shut the fuck up.
You're going to love it.
Shut up. Here it is, Bobby Hutch. Okay, all right. So, yeah, this is next week, the 16th and 17th. 16th is going to be Jessica Kirsten, Colin Turrell, Zach Amico, Aaron Berg, and Natalie Cuomo, plus a couple locals. July 17th is going to be Jessica Kirsten, Zach Amico, Colin Turrell, Paul Verzi, Natalie Cuomo, plus a couple locals. And then we're going to be July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. I don't know why it doesn't say the 24th there, but I'll be all three nights, American Comedy Company, Thursday through Saturday. Then Monday, on July 26th, I'm going to the Comedy Store for The Depraved with Kim Congdon, Andrew Santino, Colin Turrell, Preacher Lawson, Kurt Metzger, and a few other comedians as well. And then July 28th through 31st, back on the East Coast, Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club with Colin Turrell. Then August 4th, we're back at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick with a crazy fucking lineup. A crazy lineup for The Depraved. That's going to be featuring Joe List, Karen Feehan. Hold on. Rich Ian Voss. Vodance. Tim Butterly, Verzi. I mean, the fucking lineup is bonkers.
Whoa, hell
the 4th is going to be crazy. Come out to that. Support that. And many, many more dates. BJ Ryan's and other dates. I'm doing a gig up in, I want to say Rochester or somewhere. Syracuse. I think Syracuse, actually.
Dude, that last Depraved was awesome.
Yeah, it's the best show. Fucking it's the best lineup in the world.
I want to do it.
You got to do it, Chloe.
You'll book me.
I will, babe.
Thanks, babe.
I will, babe. subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code LOS. Whoa. Use that promo code RAP. Shut up, Shannon. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows here on the Gas Digital Network. Subscribe to all my shows. Gomez Watcher Seinfeld coming back very soon.
Nice.
Come back very, very soon. No. Me and my sister.
With who?
It's going to be a rotating guest every episode.
Oh, that's fun.
You guys want a guest?
Yeah.
Nice.
Let's do it. Bye, guys. Subscribe to the YouTube channel every Thursday, gasdigitalnetwork.com/guys.
You already did your plugs, doggy. You already did your plugs.
Oh, I have more plugs.
All right. Let's take a quick second and thank one of our great sponsors, which is Fume. Okay, Fume, it's spelled Fume, F-U-M, but it's pronounced Fume, F-U-M-E. They make these natural inhalers that makes it really easy to get the benefits of the world's super plants on the go. It's not electronic. This is not a vaporizer. A lot of my friends have been using Fume to help them quit smoking. They're Conquer cores. You put these wooden cores inside of these tubes, and the cores have the different benefits of super plants. And the Conquer cores really, really do help with nicotine cravings. If you're trying to quit smoking in a natural way, this is a great way to do it. That's not it. They have a bunch of different cores. Check out their entire variety of products. They have Reassurance for calming and stress relief. They have Bubbly Lime for energy and mood and they have Bubbly Lime for energy and mood boosting benefits. They have Shield for immunity boosting and energy benefits. So many different things. Check out their entire line of products right now at breathefume.com. That is BREATHEFUM.com. When you check out, use the promo code REAL, REAL. You're going to save 10% off your entire order. Okay? Breathefume.com. Use that promo code REAL. Save 10%. Quit smoking. Get the benefits of the world's super plants in a nice, convenient, easy way. Okay. Where were we? All right, so pull up this Judge Joe Brown video.
I love this guy.
Also has to be accountable for what he represents and for acts of and for predator-like behavior.
What about these women being accountable for their own behavior? They were groupies. Sex, drugs, rock and roll, sex, drugs, rap, sex, drugs, baseball, football, basketball, movies, television.
I'm saying
we forgot what that term meant. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. The bimbos come to the party, they hang out, they get drunk, they snort lines or blow, and they have a good time. They use the hall closets to give head. Get down, and you go in to get your coat off of the bed, and they're laying on top of it doing somebody. See, that's what that's about.
Yes, Joe Brown.
So,
you got to give head to get ahead.
30, 40, 50 years after something was in big time style, when this stuff started out, the sexual revolution was going on.
Rape!
And a lot of women got into it deeply.
Rape! On the first fucking date!
Hell yeah.
I mean, spoken like he's got experience.
I kind of get what he was saying.
No.
I know, like, he goes on for a while. It's fine. We don't have to watch the whole video, but here's what he said. Ian.
Rape on a first date? What a gentleman.
All right, let's go, Lewis.
Listen to me. Let's go. I think what he was saying is that a lot of Cosby's victims, I don't even know all of them, and he's a judge, by the way. He's a judge. So he knows what he's talking about here, okay?
Lewis, you're pulling a Shannon because you're clowning around.
No, I think that I get what he's saying. He's like, he goes on to say, it's like, yeah, like you would give girls, like, because Cosby says that he gave girls like drugs and alcohol. They asked him, it was like, did you give him drugs and alcohol to have sex? And he's just like being honest. He's like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, but these weren't at sex, drug, and rock and roll parties. These were at his house.
I think they were, though, privately, a lot of them. I don't know. I don't actually know.
Under the idea that he was giving them career advice.
I think a lot of them were, though.
We don't know what he whispered.
Were they open micers?
No, I think a lot of them were like at Hollywood parties, and he would give them drugs, and he would be like, "Yeah, we were partying." Like, I gave him drugs, and yes, I wanted to fuck them. He was just like, instead
of... he's Bill Cosby. He doesn't need to give him drugs to fuck him. He just needs to be Bill Cosby.
Yeah, but I think a lot of girls wanted to go to parties back then and get fucked up.
Yeah, but they didn't want to get raped.
I think that's the point that Judge Joe Brown is making, that they weren't raped, that they wanted to party, they wanted to fuck, and then after the fact, 50 years later, it's easy to kind of go and say, like, yeah, I was raped.
But there's a difference between going to a party wanting to get fucked, getting fucked, and going to a party and getting drugged and getting fucked.
Yeah, but I think that, and this is what they
go on. And he drugged all
but
of
this,
them.
No, he didn't like secretly drug them. He gave them, like he gave them Quaaludes. He gave them alcohol. And the point that the guy was making, the other guy was like, he was like, well, once you do that and she's intoxicated, then it becomes rape because she can't actually consent. And I think the point that Judge Joe Brown is making, he's like the old school mentality. He's like, nah, it's just not rape because you say right. that. Like, and I understand the sentiment. By the way, I wouldn't give a girl fucking drugs and alcohol. I've had girls that I've been actually dating, girlfriends, who've gotten drunk, and I was like, I'm not even going to hook up with you right now. Because I don't feel comfortable fucking a drunk chick if I'm not getting fucked up myself, you know? But... like, I do kind of understand the sentiment of, like, no, it's not always necessarily rape if a girl's getting fucked up. A lot of the times, I mean, if you bring a girl out for drinks, right, you or a guy, whatever you're bringing out, Ian, you bring her out for drinks, she gets a little bit fucked up and has sex with you. Is that inherently rape every time?
I'm sober. I don't go out and meet girls
that you're drinking. But let's say even
you don't?
If you, let's say you did.
No. Ever? I went on a date with a guy, and he got drunk, and I was sober, and it felt really creepy to me. And I'm tiny.
He was drunk and you were sober.
Yeah. And then he was like trying to hook up with me.
Yeah, it's weird.
And I like, and we like started hooking up and I felt weird.
But let's just say, I guess.
I felt rapey.
But did you, like, would you, if you did have sex with him, do you feel as if you committed a crime? No.
We did have sex.
Oh. Look, did you rape this guy is what I'm trying to find out right now.
It was a soft.
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding.
But yeah, I don't know.
Call me.
It's just sort of like an old school way of looking at things. And look, I'm not teaching my son, like, oh, yeah, hey, you know what? Don't worry about it, buddy. She was asking for it. But you got to call a spade a spade. It's like a lot of the times these were chicks, these were groupies coming out to parties that were just trying to get fucked up. And then afterwards, maybe they look back at it and they go, oh, no, that wasn't right. Like, I was on Quaaludes and he had sex with me. But at the same time, like... you know, in the moment, like, you know, that's sort of what she was there for. And that's what Judge Joe Brown was saying. And I'm not saying all of them. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But the sentiment that he was making, the point that he was making, and he fucking did this like a 7-minute video. He digs it. Play more of it, actually. He digs so fucking deep on it. I have so much respect for Judge Joe Brown.
I listen to people from like that era and older talk about stuff like that. It's almost like mischievous. Like, he slipped her a Mickey. He got her.
Oh, if we go back and analyze what happened on tour buses for fucking Poison and Motley Crue and Rat and everything, it's just a Me Too symposium.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's awesome. It's
luckily, those women are all dead.
Doggy, it's why we got to the fucking moon. If we weren't able to fuck groupies on tour buses, we don't have electricity right now. What do you want me to say?
Edison was getting his dick sucked when he was making
I'm just call. Saying, dog, it was everything that guys do. It's at the end of the day, it's to get some fucking pussy. That's there. There's a
really?
Yes. It drives everything we do.
I knew that Fauci was up to something.
100% Fauci wants to get his dick sucked. I bet you Fauci is getting his dick sucked.
He's telling people his dick's got the vaccine.
Yeah, play some more of this video.
No, I get what he's saying. I disagree with it.
Because that's the person we're talking about. Is there room to what did he do? Well, according to the deposition, he gave women pills, and in one deposition, he specifically said pills. he didn't know whether...
He forced it down their throat.
No, let me finish.
He didn't take advantage of it.
He forced it into their drink.
Look at that interview Whoopi Goldberg did with that model Johnson. Whoopi got all.
So
said, wait a minute. You're trying to tell me that when he found out you were high, he called a cab, took the elevator down with you, put you in the cab, paid your fare, tipped the man, and sent you home because you were high? So what did he do?
So, Judge, in one deposition specifically, when he was asked the question, was he sure that the woman was sober enough to consent? He said, I don't know. But there's a bigger question here is if someone willingly takes pills and becomes high and drunk, can they legally consent?
Sometimes you can. Used to be. In there, back 25.
It's all about a loophole.
That's what's up, nigga.
I agree. Sometimes they can. Sometimes they can.
Right.
Every time I've been high or fucked up, I feel like I was legally consenting. And I've been fucked up to the point like where I'm really fucked up. Right. But
I'm an adult. I was under the impression all of these were instances of women going back to his place to like talk
and him
about
dropping
a yes.
thing. That was my assumption as well, but apparently it's not. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the stories at least that are coming out seem to be he's like, "Would you like a pill?"
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's like, "Of course, Quaalude. Mm-hmm. That sounds awesome."
Mm-hmm. He's a doctor.
A gyno.
Yeah, I mean, it's just I don't know. I think when you're dealing with like. I think you have to go extreme, right? The reason society had to go extreme with this, especially with like the Me Too movement and mm-hmm. all this, it's because like we're sort of making a readjustment. And I do agree with the readjustment.
Make it up for lost time.
I agree with the adjustment, right? I agree that not even just for the sake of women, but for the sake of like my son's future, it's like don't even fuck around. Like don't mm-hmm. even play in the gray area. You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. it's you can fuck up your life by just being a horny dickhead one day and making a mistake, right? And that's not meaning assaulting a chick. That just means like maybe hooking up with a chick that's drunk at a party, and mm-hmm. that path could end up where you're kicked out of school or you have a criminal record or who knows. You have no idea what you're dealing with. You're sort of playing with fire, so you sort of create this extreme. You know, these sort of extreme rules, and you go like, well, no, it's rape. And everyone just questions it. Even me, who is a rapist, I question my behaviors. I'm like, I gotta double think what I'm doing here.
Uh-huh.
And it's probably better for society, ultimately. But in retrospect, you can't look back 50 years ago and go like, oh, yeah, well, you know, just because the fucking chick got fucked up. Dude, 50 years ago is a different time.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If they're like, okay, yeah, let's fucking do pills. Cool. Once they pass out... and are fucking out, and then you start
if
fucking them, that's fucking rape. And that's
in
not okay.
The forest.
No one's arguing that, Ian.
Right, but isn't that what they're saying?
I feel like you're projecting.
He did?
I don't know. I don't know what he did. I have no idea even what the accusations were, but I thought it was very interesting to watch.
So they're saying that the girls were like away, like.
No, they got fucked
away,
up. They got
and
fucked
then
up.
They. Yeah. It was just a blackout, but they were like, whatever. Or are they up. Saying that they were like. Pass out on the bed.
Only one man knows. And that's why he's got to go on tour.
Cher's message.
Cosby, the truth, coming to a depraved show near you.
Oh, wait,
would you have Cosby on the depraved?
Skankfest.
People keep on asking me, like, would you genuinely have Cosby on Skankfest? I probably...
No,
probably not.
Yeah,
only because it's not
I'd
even
have
like
Skype in.
It's not even that. It's like I think it'd be hilarious, right?
Of course,
but I think it's genuinely up for debate whether or not he actually raped women.
Right.
I think there's too many accusations and there's too much shit. Now I
would also feel
I don't think
weird
this
feeble for
old man would go and do
no,
that.
No, of course
that,
not.
But that's not the point. It's like I am dealing with 200 personalities, female staff members.
For sure.
Fucking, you know, like Shannon.
You don't want to make anybody feel shitty.
Shannon's got to give Cosby his fucking gift bag.
I was fine giving Louis C.K. his gift bag.
Yeah, but Louis C.K.
Yeah, but he's not a rapist.
Look, in my opinion, Louis C.K. just was a little kinky, you know.
Yeah, he's a pervert.
He's a little bit of a perv. That's really it. I don't think really he did anything wrong.
No.
Whereas Cosby, at the very least, it's really up for debate that he genuinely hurt women.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's not. I'm not going to go just for the gag, because that's all it is. It's a fucking gag. Like, oh, look, Cosby's here for the sake of... You know,
I found a list of all of the allegations. I don't know if you want to like skim through them.
How many people is there?
I'll scroll. There's a lot.
Holy fuck.
It's never good when there's an entire Wikipedia.
It's never good when you have to hit the scroll button.
There was a Chloe.
Wait, claims that Cosby invited her to his New York apartment to audition for the Cosby Show. He drugged and raped her, came forward in condition to be identified.
What is other?
Claims that during a photo shoot. Track team, Cosby grabbed her and forcibly pressed his body against hers. Well, that's not an accusation. What if you just thought she wanted your body pressed up against hers? You don't know if a
one,
girl...
one of them said he offered her red wine and she blacked out.
Shannon, how many of
that's
these...
getting drugged. Oh,
Shannon, how many of these things have I specifically done to you?
95.
Pressing my body against yours?
Yep.
Giving you drugs and alcohol at a company party where I'm in a position of power?
Pulling out flowers from a sleeve?
I bet 95%.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, yeah. If Shannon wanted to write out, like, actually the things, actually write them out on paper, they look bad. But once you kind of get that I'm being funny, Cosby was trying to be funny in a lot of these cases.
He was goofing.
I bet you he literally was like,
he was goofing.
He did a little dance right up next to her and yeah. rubbed his dick on her butt. He thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Family man.
He was pulling some goo.
And also, it's not like I sexually harass all the female employees here. It really is just Shannon.
Just me.
Yeah.
Does it make you feel a little special, Shannon?
She's the Joker in the pack.
What about the new girl?
New girl.
You sexually harassed her today, the new girl, Natalie.
I did. But
what'd you do?
She actually, can I tell you what happened?
Yeah.
Please.
She flirted with me.
Whoa.
And then I responded to
her. Why? She said hello?
Yeah, I responded to her flirtation. No, here's what happened. I walked in and I'm currently...
Are you going to highlight the fanny pack?
I'm highlighting the fanny pack, yes. I'm wearing...
She speaks.
I'm wearing this fanny pack.
Yes.
Okay, because I'm wearing shorts with no pockets and I need a place for my wallet, my keys, and my cell phone.
Yes.
So I brought this fanny pack in and Shannon, who regularly stares at my cock,
mm-hmm.
notices... that my fanny pack, that I'm wearing this fanny pack. And it's literally,
the goods.
It's actually in front of my cock. So mm-hmm. she starts complaining. Exactly. She's like, oh my God, I can't see your cock in those shorts. She doesn't say it like that. She's like,
I'm going home. Yeah. What did I even wake up for?
She goes, you're wearing a fanny pack. Fanny
she
pack.
Didn't say it like that. She said hello, but you know what she meant.
Fanny packs are gay. Bah, 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 bah.
So what happened with New Girl?
So New Girl goes, I really like his fanny pack.
Oh.
Can I get the sexy music on Shannon for New Girl? Hell yeah.
New Girl, she'll soon be known, ex-employee.
No, she's cool. I can already tell she's cool. First time she came in, she looked like a goddamn camp counselor. She was wearing fucking khakis. Dirty shoes,
lights
khakis.
Out.
Yeah, she looked like fucking a fucking character on Dora the Explorer. It made me sick.
Wet, hot American pussy.
It wasn't good. No, it wasn't good. She literally looked like she was not interested in ever... having sex with anybody. But lately...
Camp on a wanna fuck you.
She's been... lately, she's been dialing it the fuck up.
Ooh.
I don't know if you've been noticing that.
She'll no.
Do you think that...
And when I think about you, it makes me wanna rape!
Oh!
So, but am I wrong to say that you were flirty with me earlier on today?
I... said that I like your SpongeBob fanny pack because I'm 12, and I'm also known to... love gay shit like that.
Hell yeah.
I also told Paco that he should carry his dog in a purse earlier today. So,
okay, sorry. So
a woman with opinions.
I do very much like your fanny pack. I wasn't lying about
but
that.
But do you like what's attached to the fanny pack?
Not necessarily.
Hold on. Let me just tell you something.
Yeah,
let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
Because I know women.
Let's hear Judge Joe Brownskin.
Not necessarily. That is a fucking yes.
All right.
That is a yes. What do you want me to say? She literally would have went, no. Like, Shannon, every time you ask that, she's like, no. No fucking way. I hate him.
Is New Girl, Shannon, is that a roundabout yes?
Let me say this.
No.
Ah!
Ian, she's like, not necessarily.
Upon further question.
She had to stop herself from saying not necessarily again.
She's new. She doesn't want to outright shame her boss.
Shannon, I had to break down over the course of years to get a not necessarily out of.
You had to build them up and then. Break them
I'm
down.
I'm breaking her like a muscle fiber. Yeah. Okay, I had to break her down so she grows back stronger.
I give
okay?
her 6 months.
New girl, she's starting out. Off with not necessarily. New girl starting off at not necessarily. New girl, and I mean this, 2 months away if I really wanted to. If I really wanted to.
Well, no. Are you in a relationship?
I am in a relationship.
Ooh.
With a woman.
With a woman?
With a woman?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
You couldn't tell by that butch voice?
She's really a lesbian? I was kidding the whole time.
Yes, to say that exact thing.
Yeah.
This is, there was a bit the whole time. I thought I was just making fun of her. Now it's a hate crime. Now I'm hate criming my staff.
I know women.
She was into men before she started working here.
There's one thing I know in this world.
Dude.
It is the female brain and their wants and desires.
Dude, one time when I was younger, me, my mom, and my best friend were watching Howard Stern show on E! And this girl walked on.
You guys were in ecstasy?
Yeah, this girl walked on. I go, damn, now that's a woman. And she turned out to be trans.
Yeah. Wait a minute, you're a lesbian.
Yeah. You said she dressed like a camp counselor.
You're a lesbian.
Swing in many different directions.
Wow. Oh, three ways. Hell yeah. Shannon, turn the sexy music back on. Hell yeah. So you're bisexual.
That explains why she liked the fanny pack.
Yeah, and she's going to become the new engineer on Bi Guys. She's a bi girl.
Maybe. Yeah. Are you going to be on Bi Guys?
She has a name.
Is this an invitation?
Yeah.
Natalie.
Sure. Yes.
Natalie, right?
Yes.
Natalie, are you pansexual?
I am pansexual.
That's the word.
You're pansexual.
I am.
Pansexual is bi erasure.
Like you're never going to grow up?
Like Peter Pan.
Depends.
Thank you. Depends?
Depends.
Not necessarily.
Depends.
Depends.
The fucking pans, doggy. That was a high level fucking joke right there.
That was high
for the fans.
That was for the fans.
Chloe, we think alike.
You know the female brain. He knows the brain.
Oh, shit.
Natalie, do you think you could get me a sugar-free Red Bull?
Wow.
Can I ask that?
Whoa. Natalie's not the...
Yeah. Who do I ask? Paco?
Paco.
Paco's,
by the way, while we've got Paco up, can you bring up Paco's
Natalie.
Instagram?
Sorry, Natalie.
What's Paco one? Posted the most thirst trap picture of him and this fucking dog.
What is it?
You need to see... The desperation, the please come over and fuck me and you can cuddle this dog.
Thank you so much.
Also,
in this picture.
Also, Shannon, let me say this. You need to sign out of my Instagram on all the computers in the office right now.
I saw just now this one's logged into Harrington's account.
Oh, let's see what Harrington does on his DMs. Can you pull up his DMs, please?
No.
Why, Harrington? What are you afraid of, you fucking scumbag? I admit that I come on my DMs.
They're just housing requests on Craigslist.
I don't see...
No,
I'm missing it.
Oh, wait, Paco, what happened to the picture of you and the dog?
One time Harrington left his email open on my computer, and I saw him applying for other jobs, and I thought it was the most hilarious thing ever. I never said anything. It's how little he meant to me. I was like, I let him apply for other jobs.
Harrington response. He looks like someone just stole his puppy.
Can't believe that Natalie's a lesbian.
I was fired from this company like 4 times. Dude.
Yeah, I know. You're right. I'm not fucking. I need to stick to my guns.
You run a tight ship.
Natalie, is your girlfriend hot? Can we see nudes?
No.
Damn.
To which question?
That's not a not necessarily. That's just a no.
See, by the way, she kind of wants to fuck me. She just admitted it.
She just admitted it.
What am I supposed to say? She's living in that moment right now.
Went back to it.
Natalie's great.
Natalie's ready, doggy. Mm-hmm. She's ripe. We're gonna teach Natalie something this year.
This year. Daunting.
I like this show, guys. I really do.
Yeah, it's great.
We're halfway through the show. I haven't even tapped into any of these fucking notes yet.
Look at this.
Look
Can
at
you believe
us.
It? What a team.
So us.
This is so us. All right, real quick, guys. We love Yo Kratom. They support this show. They are the marquee sponsors for Skankfest and Fight Journal. They're the fucking best. And guess what? They just launched their own Delta 8 brand called Yo Delta. Zach, I know you've been getting super stoned on the gummies nonstop. I see the glazed look behind your eyes every day, and I'm like, okay, somebody got into the Delta 8 stash.
The Delta 8 people have been very kind to us. Yo Delta sent us gummies. They sent us vapes. I did not expect them to be as potent as they were.
Yeah.
I went all overboard the first time I took 3 bears, And yeah, that shit works.
You took three bears. Sounds like the first episode of Bye Guys here on the Gas Digital Network.
A boo! But you know what doesn't suck? Yo Delta.
Yo Delta is a great company. We love them. Go to YoDelta.com. Grab some of their Delta 8 THC. Legal almost everywhere you go. They ship it directly to your door. It's already cheaper than regular weed, but we're going to give you a discount. If you use the promo code GAS when you visit YoDelta.com, you're going to save 25%. Once again, YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS. Save a little bit of cash. Get stoned, and we'll see you at Skankfest. All right, where were we? So let's talk about, who is this German track star named the world's sexiest athlete?
Natalie.
Natalie.
Hold on 1 second.
So creepy. Let's see.
She is going to be a track star by how fast she sprints away from this company.
I copied the wrong link. Hold on 1 moment.
Wow, Shannon. For that. No,
thank you.
Wow. I'll do a Skankfest plug real quick, guys. Skankfest tickets are on sale on Monday, July 12th, 8 a.m. Eastern. It is the number one comedy party in the fucking world, guys. We're going to have the craziest lineup the state of Texas has ever seen. Obviously, the Legion of Skanks. Everyone in this room right now, the great Chloe LeBranche, the great Ian Fidance, Zach Amico, Midnight Spook Show Live. Naked Roast, Bye Guys Live. Sure, we're doing Bye Guys Live now.
Show.
Oh, we should have a male beauty pageant hosted by the Bye Guys.
Yes.
Hell yeah, dude.
Trans beauty pageant.
What? There's
not going to be any trans allowed in Skankfest.
Damn.
Not allowed in Texas, much less the venue.
Yeah.
Bye Guys. We're going to have girls and guys.
Lineup is going to be crazy. The great Doug Stanhope, the great Bob Saget, Gilbert Gottfried. Ms. Pat was just added to the lineup. Yes. Robert Kelly, Rich Voss, Mark Norman, Joe Liss, Shane Gillis, Tim Dillon, fucking Jessica Kirsten. Everyone in the world, Bonnie McFarlane, Dad Meat's gonna be there, the Loud Boys are gonna be there. I already said Bobby, but I'll say Bobby Kelly one more time. Fuck it. Todd Glass is gonna be there. We just added the Palmer Squares, which is gonna be so much fun.
What's the Palmer Squares?
Palmer Squares is a rap group, they're fucking awesome.
Never heard of it.
It's going to be the craziest time of your fucking life. Goddamn Comedy Jam's gonna be there, Roast Battle's gonna be there. The roast of Luis J. Gomez. We already started putting together the dais. It's going to be absolutely incredible. And we're filming that as well, so you guys can be a part of the studio taping. Get your tickets on July 12th at 8 a.m. Eastern. Go to skankfest.net. Grab your. This is just what we can announce right now. There's so many comedians we can't even announce. There's a bunch of comedians that we still can't announce yet. Make sure you get your tickets. Do not wait, because this will sell out, and I think it's going to sell out faster than it's ever sold out before. So
party
sure
of the year.
November 5th through 7th. Skankfest South. It is truly the party of the year.
And if you want to go, make sure you get in to log in Monday morning, 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Because they will sell out real quick. So treat it like a concert you really want to go to.
Yeah.
8 a.m. Be in that fucking.
Yeah. And if site. And people are asking the prices, it's expensive. It is. It's not cheap. It's not a cheap ticket. It shouldn't be a cheap ticket.
No.
Individual day passes are $135. So if you want to do Friday, Saturday,
that's cheap considering the bang for the buck.
What does it include?
You get access to all the shows all day, nonstop. Access to everything.
Yeah, but that's fine. You do the math on the comics you're seeing based on.
If you were just to buy
money,
tickets to see three of those comedians, you're spending more than $135. Dan Soder, just go see Dan Soder, who will be at Skankfest, $120 in Texas. He's doing a gig in Texas next month. It's $120 to see him if you're in the front row.
This is you're
partying the entire weekend with the greatest comedians in the fucking world.
It's like fantasy baseball.
What time does the show start? What time is it
eight,
starting?
Noon up until about 1 or 2 in the morning.
Damn.
All day. There'll be three stages going simultaneously, parties happening simultaneously, events, games. It's just, if you haven't been to Skankfest, you have no fucking clue. It is by far, it's cheap, actually. I said it's expensive. When I say expensive, it's expensive. It's not a $20 fucking ticket,
right?
But it is completely worth it. This is the most value you'll ever get. There is a discount if you buy an all-access pass. You get the three-day pass. So make sure you guys grab tickets on July 12th, 8 a.m. Eastern.
When was the last Skankfest?
2 years ago, the one that Louis came to.
And that was at Brooklyn Bowl.
Two summers ago, Brooklyn Bazaar.
Brooklyn Bazaar, that's right. I remember that.
Did you guys have
and that
a
was
foam?
A tough crowd reunion, too.
Did you guys have like that a foam a party ever?
We did Bubbles, right? Or something? Didn't they do the Stone Science Fair? They had Bubbles?
Something foam thing. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we do after parties. It's fucking crazy. Everyone's fucked up.
Should I bring a bathing suit?
Yeah, bring a bathing suit. We're doing some other shit too. Like we're doing some secret special shit as well. So
cool.
Chloe, you'll hear about some fun stuff.
Can't wait.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Okay, so her name is Alicia Schmidt.
Schmidt.
Oh, she's pretty.
Fuck yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
I have her Instagram up also.
Oh my gosh.
It's beautiful.
Let's take a Schmidt in my mouth.
She's 22 years old?
Yeah.
22. Good God.
She's okay. All right, she's perfect.
She's phenomenal. Yeah.
She's truly perfect.
What's her? Is she Swedish or something?
German.
German.
Oh, look, she's fucking.
What could have been?
And then what happened to her? Whoa, look at that picture with the abs. She's running? That's
fucking
alarming.
Wild. That's a bit much.
Yeah, she is.
She looks like she's got like parasites.
Yeah, she's stunning. Is she a good athlete? She's joining. She's going to be in the Olympics.
Let's see her butt. Yes. Where's her butt? She doesn't show her butt off.
Yeah, I bet her butt.
I bet it's pretty good.
Doesn't have that good of a butt.
Oh, eh. Ian.
Yeah, she really is. There it
okay.
is.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it's great.
There you go.
She's excellent. She's top fucking notch.
Mm.
There's a big butt.
So she's the hottest athlete in the world?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
That's the one.
Look at those feet. People will jerk off to those big old feet right there.
That's why she's kind of blurred out in the back.
Yeah. girls, it's fucking crazy. Dude, it's crazy like how like girls have full OnlyFans just to show their feet. Like Felice Herrig, she's a UFC or former UFC fighter, and she's got an OnlyFans that I'm a member of where it's just like her in like fight shorts and shit, and she'll like show her feet to the camera.
You're part of the problem.
What?
That you're paying to look at feet.
I have these moments.
Blind demand.
I had a couple days ago, I had a little horny moment where I signed up for 3 OnlyFans at once. And I was like, what the fuck happened here?
Holy shit.
I was just beating off. And I was like, and then I did it. And I was like, damn, I got to delete these now. And I'm not going to.
How much were they?
One was like 7. One was free for like 10 days or something.
Oh, so you can buy it and then cancel.
Yeah, you can cancel.
I've never been on OnlyFans.
You've never been on OnlyFans?
I've never even like seen the website.
Really?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Gotta get your shit together. Just do your feet,
I gotta subscribe to Karen's.
Just do your feet, Chloe.
No.
We'd fucking make some cash. Let me manage your OnlyFans. Chloe, let me manage your OnlyFans. We'll make some fucking dough. I'll give you 2 producers. I'll give you an intern.
No.
Graphics guy.
I don't
fluffer.
I mean, you make a lot of money. Unless you called it OnlyFace.
This marriage is never going to work.
Who's a guest attack? That was fucking great.
I love you.
I love you too. I'm a pretty girl. I'm a pretty girl. Very pretty.
You'd make a lot of money unless they called it OnlyFace. That was a fucking solid burn right there. So, Ian Finance, no one's safe.
You got financed.
Ian, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah.
Pretty girls always have to fly in dudes from other time zones to fuck them.
Well, I guess this is the time I should say that Ian raped me.
Wow. Guys,
there goes your career.
You said you were there to party.
There goes your career.
What the fuck?
I was just laying.
We were popping pills.
I was asleep on a bed of coats.
I was going to get my coat.
Away.
You got a leathery face. I thought it was a leather jacket.
Oh, my God. Ian tried to fuck a leather jacket.
Oh, fuck.
Lewis.
Yes.
We have several submissions for the rap contest, which ends today.
It ends today. How many submissions do we have?
So there are 10 different contestants.
And some people have submitted multiple episodes?
Some people have submitted so many.
Why would they submit so many episodes?
That's a great question.
Well, you're going to pick the pilot one. That's what we're doing. We're pilots. Here's what we'll do. Let's play. So we have 10 different submissions. I didn't think we had that many. So Rap is going to be a Real Ass Podcast fan cast that I asked them to create for me.
What?
So it's a contest, and the winner gets to be in the Real Ass Podcast bonus section, and we will promote them exclusively as the official wrap up show of the Real Ass Podcast.
I thought it was like a rap, like rapping.
Do that as well with you guys at the end. You're going to do a rap.
A wrap up show you're canceling the Real Ass Podcast.
No, it wraps up what we talked about. Oh, okay. Like the skanks, raps. Mm. Raps.
Mm.
Never seen Legions of Skanks.
So Shannon, how much, we're not going to play them all right now, obviously. I said we play the first minute of like 3 of them.
Okay, do you want me to select those or do you just want to go from the top?
Play the first minute and then pop to like 3 or 4 minutes in.
7 minutes is usually the thing, but I said for 5 minute episodes.
Some people didn't. Some people completely ignored that.
And how long did they submit?
Some are 20 minutes.
Wow.
There's one person in particular that sent, I think, 6 different submissions, and they're all between 15 and 20 minutes.
Who is this person?
I don't know if he wants me to share his last name. His first name is Tim.
Tim Dillon.
Tim Dillon.
It's Tim Dillon. It's like, all right, so here I am, the rap wrap-up show.
And
sounds like the penguin to me.
Want fish?
Only 3 of them.
I'm gay.
Only 3 of them were video submissions. The rest are all audio.
Okay, so let's go with the top 3 video submissions first, and we'll start from there. We'll give them a minute or two, and we're gonna give the official wrap. We're also gonna give those people a Real Ass Podcast prize package and 2 Red Bulls and a pack of Marlboro Reds.
Yes,
wow. Hell yeah. I'm going to go get another cart.
Shut up, Zach.
King of Improv, Lewis literally just named the things on the table.
Yep. Free mask, set of keys.
Get some glasses.
Get some
pirate's hat. Chloe LaBranche, we're going to throw her in.
Oh! The candle.
Okay, so this is the first video submission. This is from Austin.
What a babe.
This is Austin in Austin, Texas for the rap audition last minute. Marker. Alrighty, today on episode 714, Trans Man's Trans Am with Lev the Mink Fur and Kevin Goody. Not really sure who Kevin Goody is.
Neither do I.
I think he's a Barstool intern or some random
this
dude.
Guy's
Lev
magnetic.
The Mink Fur looks like a mink. Never actually seen a mink, but I'm sure that's what...
All right. There we go. Here's the thing. Let pause. All right, so...
He's got a lot of ideas.
You know, if you're going to... You can do it solo.
Is that the guy Chloe's flying in?
He's doing it solo. It's a tough one. And, you know, his audio quality is not great. His video quality is not great. And his joke quality... it's on par with what I do. I appreciate what he's doing joke-wise. But... Yeah, it's not exactly great, Shannon. What'd you guys think?
No.
A little low energy for me.
Yeah, a little low energy. This needs to be a fucking show. This is the fucking rap rap.
Cosby slipped him something.
Yeah. We need some energy. We need some uppers, not some downers. Shannon, do we have something else here?
Yes, this next one is from Zach.
Oh.
Go. Ooh.
Fill her up.
All right, good production.
Okay, all right. I like that. He made that. That's good.
They don't know shit.
Wow. They want to hear some rape jokes. They want to hear the N-word. They want to hear the official Real Ass Podcast wrap-up show. Ooh.
Let's get a rap.
It's got so
oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
That's guy
ruined. I don't care what he talks about.
Episode 1, the beginning.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Yes.
Welcome to the first episode of the official wrap-up show of the Real Ass Podcast.
This might be it. Today, I might not need to see anybody else.
5 or 6 years to the beginning, episode 1.
Wow.
But before we get there, we're going to take a little detour to Rap Rap's first segment. Hit it, Shannon.
Fuck you. The airing of grievances.
And fuck you, I'm out.
Lewis, you piece of fucking shit.
Hell yeah.
You hear me talking?
You remember me? Legion of Skanks, episode 500. You too, Paco. You're sitting in my chair. I should be the one babysitting James.
This guy. Yeah, it's this guy.
Shannon right now. It's fucked up. I've been trying to get a hold of you, Lewis, for fucking ages. I got Tinder, Grindr, all that shit you're on. Fucking trying to get a hold of you, whatever it's fucking called. Can't think. I'm spending all that shit I said I'd never.
I'm engaged.
Fuck you, man. Anyways, all will be forgiven if you give me fucking all access passes to Skankfest. That's for every day, like even the fucking day that.
Start from a rap rap to a ransom video.
All of it, motherfucker.
All right,
and I should have it because I am the.
All right, he's a real ass dude. Okay.
I
loved it. I loved it as a rap. But is he committed to doing the rap show, or is he trying to get some free Skankfest passes? That's what I want to know.
I think he's trying to get passes.
It continues on for another 7 minutes.
Oh, my God.
That's a solid episode.
Hey, well, regardless of whether or not we use him in the rap show, we're definitely going to use his graphics.
I don't know. He might be a liability to have.
No, he's fucking great, dude.
I'm kidding.
He's like,
that was awesome.
Dude, he's like the angel on my shoulder.
That was fucking wild.
He fucking stabbed the devil to death.
That's actually my
guy. Wait, can you fast forward like 5 minutes in to see if he's a rap?
See where he ends. I'm very excited about this guy. He's in first place right now, easily.
He's really talented.
I'll leave you with a clip from Alf's show.
The background.
Back then, it was cool joke about rape on kids' television.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's gaping.
See you next week, everyone.
See you next week.
Oh.
Let me know when this gets irritating, okay?
Now!
It's irritating almost at once.
What was that?
Melmacian mating call. Like it?
It's charming.
Does it have any effect?
Knocks him unconscious.
I better go. I'm beginning to feel faint.
Hell yeah. You guys are fucking racist. I loved it.
Wow.
I loved it.
Shit.
I loved it.
That guy put the work in.
That's wild. Yeah, I mean, A for effort.
All right, Shannon, what else do we got here?
His improv skills are a little simple.
No, his improv skills are incredible, dude.
What did he say?
He didn't have enough stuff on his table.
He didn't even wrap up the show. He just was like, give me Skankfest tickets. Which he should get.
He was a very good editor.
Yeah, no,
he was in the Winter Olympics.
So this is the last video entry. This is from Jimmy.
Oh, this guy is good.
What's up, motherfuckers and fatherfuckers? We've got a great show coming up for you today. First, I want to let you guys know about Skankfest. It's going to be coming at you November 5th through 7th at Houston, Texas, coming to you as a secret group. It's going to be sponsored by Yo Freedom. Tickets are going to be on sale Monday, July 12th. You can go to skankfest.net for that. Go ahead and check on over to Gas Digital. We got thousands of shows over there just ready for you. We're going to give you 2 weeks for free when you sign up. It's only going to be $20 a month. Really great deal. We got
none of this is true.
We got a great show coming up for you. Let's get right into it, okay? All right. This is episode number 630 of the Real Ass Podcast. This is the first pilot of the Raw Cast. That's the Real Ass Rap Cast, where we wrap up all of your favorite.
I like that he did say Raw Cast. That was nice.
Coming at you weekly on the Gas Digital Network. Okay. First one, like I said, this is episode number 630. This is a real roller coaster ride here, folks. Starting right from the top to bottom, this has got a real storyline. It's got a beginning, a middle, and an end.
He's losing me.
Also, we have a hero, which is, of course, Luis J. Gomez.
I am the hero.
We also have a damsel, and we have a couple dum-dums in the back. Let's go ahead and get right into it.
I don't even know if my mic's on. I don't know what's going on. Oh, we're going to start hot today. We're going to start in an angry... All right, stop it. God damn it.
Luis J. Gomez.
Get ready.
Look, here's what I like about this guy. He's trying. He's better than the first guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's better than the first guy. Him and the first guy should start a podcast together and get their legs underneath them and then come back in a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And we could have a conversation about them even being in this wrap-up show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We didn't say it had to be a video cast. We said it could be audio only, right, Shannon?
Yeah. We just had 3 minutes, which not everyone followed.
I mean, I just feel like now we should have asked for a video cast for everybody because I like seeing them.
There was one or two of the audio ones that I didn't hate, and other ones made me want to.
Shannon, give me one that give me one that you didn't hate.
I think that guy's gonna end up at Skankfest with the mask on, the knife, and the hat, and you're just gonna see him standing.
Well, we don't even know. It could just be anybody that buys that mask or makes that mask and carries a knife. Ian, what are you doing?
Coughing.
What are you doing, dude?
We're
sitting here fucking podcasting. We're going off on a fucking whole thing, dude. We're like, we're not doing that right now.
What?
I'm fucking coughing, dude.
I've been killing it the whole fucking episode.
We're having a conversation. We're not coughing into our shoulders.
Yeah, well,
that's not what we're doing.
Because I wasn't coughing into the mic.
That's not what we're doing. There's actually a cough button. Look.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't work sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. So I coughed away from the mic. Eat a dick.
Use your cough button. See if it works.
I'm trying to use a cough button. I'm trying to use a cough button right now.
Press it.
I'm trying to use a cough button right now.
Why is the cough button not working across the board?
No, it is. Lewis, cough.
Oh, I just tried it. Did it work?
Oh, wait. Am I plugged into that one?
No. We're all one over because
Oh. Yeah. So you could just cough button me the whole time?
Yeah, I've had that power this entire time.
Hey, my name is Lewis J. Gomez. Welcome to the cough button with Zach Miko. I'm doing a Rage Against the Machine song.
Yeah, see, it's not fucking working.
It sounds like a dying dolphin. Shannon, what?
Nothing.
Good, play. Okay. Play.
This is from Robert, a.k.a. Glizzy Glover.
I can't believe Natalie's a pansexual.
Pansexual is bi erasure, by the way.
What does that mean?
What?
Pansexual is not real.
What is pansexual?
Pansexual is bisexual. It's just a new term.
Woke.
It's erasing
bisexual
people. But
doesn't it include trans people as well?
So does bisexual. Bisexual includes everything.
No, bisexual is two, you fucking dingbat.
It's for stage time.
You fucking dingleberry.
Oh, so trans women aren't women? They're a separate gender?
They technically should be.
Yeah, they should. There should be three genders.
Right.
Man, woman, and trans. And
man,
that's
woman.
Totally fine.
I'm just looking for love.
And accepted.
Trans. But no, it should be four because it should be man, trans,
you're
woman, trans.
You're transphobic.
Female to male, male to female is trans.
I'm not transphobic, dude. I'm fucking cool with trans.
Hell yeah.
I'm kidding.
I even say trans at this point. I feel like when I say tranny, I'm consciously trying to hurt people.
That's evolution for you.
That's evolution for you.
I'm proud of you.
If I say tranny, I'm doing it on purpose. And I'm
right.
Damn it, they fucking changed me.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
I'll still fucking say it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll still consciously hurt people. I don't give a shit.
You got to be in a car sometime.
Because I'm not gonna sit there and bend the fucking knee to woke culture.
Uh-huh.
But just so you know, that is cancel culture at work. They've canceled the word tranny in my mind, and now I have to consciously say it.
Mm-hmm.
And I will.
Mm.
But it's conscious.
Mm-hmm.
It used to just come out, tranny.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But now you say trans.
Now I'm like this transgendered woman.
Mm. Whoa. Can you be?
Look, everyone's saying they hate Ian right now. They aren't women. No Ian. Enzo is a faggot, said Lewis is Opie. Ban Enzo is a faggot for 36 hours, Paco. 36-hour ban.
Yep.
For calling me Opie. How dare you? Oh. And not because I don't like Opie. It's because I don't like 50-year-old Opie and Anthony fans being in my chat.
Oh.
You fucking loser.
Mm.
You fucking dork.
Mm.
Get a new reference, faggot.
Whoa.
Lewis is dopey. They're dopey. What would Dim Norton say right now?
Baba Booey.
What would Dim Norton say? You fucking loser. The show's been off the air for fucking 10 years. Fucking idiot. Faggot, loser, 36-hour ban. Am I kidding, Baco?
Wow. Boom. Drop the hammer.
Hell yeah, mic drop.
Gotta drop the fucking hammer on these people sometimes.
I think a third gender would solve a lot of problems.
Let's see. Dolly says, we love you, Lewis, but you're a bit of a faggot with this speech shit.
Hilarious.
Cool. Dolly.
Hilarious.
1 hour ban. Just 1 hour.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad. It was actually kind of true. What he said was true. So. Yeah.
Actually, you're unbanned.
You know what?
You know what? You're moderator of the chat.
You work here now.
You're head of the rap show.
That's it. Anyone who says Lewis is OP, 36-hour ban. They think they're going to keep on saying it now?
They're saying it!
You think you're going to say that to me, bro?
Ah, shit. That's great.
Look at you play these assholes like a fiddle.
God bless her in this chat.
It's no effort for me. Like I say, Paco, do it. Paco doesn't even know if he's supposed to do it for real. He just does it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Lewis is gropey, says Evil Mike.
Gropey?
Lewis is gropey. Okay, let's see.
Funny guy.
The eighth dwarf.
Let's see. Microsoft has been granted a patent allowing them to create a posthumous chatbot, like in Black Mirror. Explain this, Shannon. What is this?
What?
Is this like they can take my voice and it uses AI? They can take all my podcasts and then I can have a little box and I can be like, here, baby James, after I die, talk to this. And then it uses AI and it uses all my voice.
Kind of. But yes. This particular patent is just like the...
Sean Patton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It's just the...
Patton Oswalt.
No. Liberal with your speech and the soundboard.
Oswalt.
Go ahead, Shannon. I'm sorry.
So
I'm sorry.
This is just a chat bot. So yeah. It's similar to that episode of Black Mirror where the woman, she lost her husband and then she gets like that fake husband and has all the personality of her real husband.
Okay.
And then she ends up wanting to kill it at the end. Spoiler alert. Oh. So, but this is, they have the patent to make
pat my head while I rub my belly?
To make a chat bot that based on social media posts, text messages, emails, will be able to, after somebody dies, converse with a family member as if they're still there.
But with just like chat, like
no. Chat right now. That's what this patent is for.
That's so bad and creepy.
That's
and
not awful. That. Like, I feel like where it's going to go is eventually they're going to be able to just hologram me and have all of my voice.
Well, thoughts. I feel like once you're dead, your perspective on everything would probably change.
You think so?
Yeah. So dead you would be like, fuck that.
It's like, oh, wait, I'm chatting with Dead Lewis. Ooh. The fire is burning my soul. Yeah.
Would that not lead people to nihilism? Because then they'd be like, death doesn't matter because you can still exist after you die.
Whoa.
So who cares if you die?
Oh, mind blown.
Huh? Right?
Nihilism.
That's right.
That was the sound of me coming on my Instagram videos that Shannon has access to. Shannon, sign out! Sign out, Paco.
Paco.
Paco. I only gave Bobby Hutch access because I trust Bobby Hutch to never fuck me. But I don't trust any of you people.
Louis, I have all of your information. I have your social security number, your credit card number. I have literally everything.
She really does.
Oh, my God.
Shannon, you never fuck me. Shannon, you never fuck me.
Yeah, no, she wouldn't. Yeah.
We'll never fuck you.
Yeah.
That's an evil laugh.
A fact.
Shannon, you would never hurt me in identity theft me or send out my coming videos to the fans.
I think she would if you keep this up.
I mean, it would only bother me for a day. After a day, like, this is fucking hilarious. Everyone's watching me come. It would make me come more. Like, oh, it's so hot, dude. Look at everyone watching me come so much. Just knowing Shannon would have to watch my coming video, I would fucking... I think it's worth it. Shannon, you know what? Good. Go send it out.
Okay.
Don't
pop it on the screen. That would be great.
Don't you fuck Shannon. If you pop anything on that screen, I'll
you
literally...
You can block it out.
I'll literally... kill you.
Yeah, you can block it out.
I don't know what I've sent and I don't know what I've sent to who.
Okay? Block it out. Come on. Just put it on the screen. It would be a fun gag.
Just for a second.
I want to see serious sexual Lewis.
I bet there's lip biting.
I want to see you in a pile of coats.
Is she actually going through my Instagram right now?
I'm coming.
Trust her.
Do it. I'm gonna shoot.
Fuck you, Ian.
Did you want to hear that audio?
Of Lewis coming? Yes.
So this is, hold on, I lost it. This is, the name is Robert, a.k.a. Glizzy Globert, a.k.a. the West Coast Rattlesnake.
West Coast Rattlesnake. I like it. All right, let's hear him.
Because I love Shannon. You're the only person to like Luis J. Gomez first and then hate him.
Exactly. I came in liking him. I'm like, dude, this guy's an asshole. That's my type of dude. And I'm like, I want to be the number one asshole. I'm coming for you, Luis J. Gomez, but I'm going to get on your podcast network first. I'm going to be the real last podcast wrap-up. From the Glob Topics Podcast Network, it is your boy, Glizzy Globber, here with The Rap Rap, exclusively on Gas Digital. Wrapping up episode 708, Dogs on Fire with Robbie Goodwin and Mike Figgs. Louis J. Gomez opened up the door to chaos, and I'm here to deliver. We only have a couple minutes, so let's get into it. First off on the episode, Louis saved Paco's $2,000 dog, Chink.
Mother love me long time, long time. Sucky, sucky, fucky, fucky, long time.
That's right, I have a soundboard. Get fucking used to it. It's the rap rap. Just have to say, Paco's definitely going to eat that dog. I don't know when it's going to happen. Probably by the time they listen to this episode, it's already happened.
Really good sound quality.
Let's
too.
Move on. Shannon Watch, 2021, in this episode, 708, Shannon had them titties covered. Why, Shannon? Why? Boo. Oh, my God. Come on. Show them them titties, Shannon. Louis, play the drop. Thank you very much. Now, that's right. I run shit. Titties. You better believe it.
Ball shit. Ball. Fuck your bitch. Boy, that's ball.
I listened to the 48 Laws of Power. Did I even really understand anything? No. I just fucking laughed. It doesn't matter. Moving on. Louis bullies Mike and Robbie. To make them do impressions of themselves during plugs.
Yes.
And guess what? It's because they have to get stronger. They have to get better.
Yes,
I believe in
it.
Fucking Louis J. Gomez's training programming.
Well, all right, Chad, pause it right now. This guy right now might be in first place.
Yeah, dude, that rules. That was great.
He gets it. He gets me.
Dude, the little drops, the music.
Also, Tyler Kimball in the racist live chat just says, Opie is Louis. I love that. Give him a fucking t-shirt. Give that man a real ass podcast t-shirt, okay? Podcast, that's a new thing we're doing, podcast. And I want you to also, everyone tweet at Opie that Opie is Louis, please. Everyone tweet at Opie, and that's the hashtag Opie is Louis. Don't say anything else. Don't let him know what's going on. Just tweet at Opie, Opie is Louis, hashtag. And we'll see if we could get Opie to commit suicide.
Tough.
Live on air. How cool would that be? I'm kidding. I like Opie. I don't know why I'm saying that. But how many Opie Louis tweets before he fucking freaks out and starts blocking people?
Or brings it up on the Opecast.
Ooh.
Yes.
I should start a podcast with Opie. How cool would that be? It's me and Opie just being two Opies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dope, dope, dope. It's both of us just fucking trying to set somebody funny up and never happens. Don't be so self-deprecating, Louis. You're the man. You rule. I'm mad at myself watching.
There is one other video submission. It's not quite a recap, but it's from the guy Jason that does the animations, and I think it's pretty funny.
Do okay. You wanna, okay. Let's go.
Grizzly pad boy always fuck random girl. That's not fuck station.
I'm cool, dude. It's totally out of shape, Louis. Total disrespect.
Fire time. Tension detail.
No, that's not tension detail. There's fucking attention detail on my fucking tattoos. You just make fat. Fuck Jack now.
Why is it always a leprechaun? I just had to die. It's getting sick of it.
What is this?
It's hack.
Look, doggy, with my working soundboard.
Who is the clown face next to...
Don't disrespect me. Ooh, it makes me so angry because I'm so jacked.
You get fucking snake arms. I'm a fucking leprechaun.
I'm Louis C. Gomez, doggy. I'm a cartoon. I can do the fuck I want. Iridescent snake arms. That's not the sound I pressed. You fucking kidding me?
Can I get soundboard? This is crazy. What world have I created? What have I done to the universe? It's not the world is not in a better place because I'm in it.
No.
This is like the amount of time that it took this guy to do this, I'm sure it was way too much. I'll make this the official real ass podcast cartoon. Because that was fucking great. If he wants to keep on sending
you should
cartoon,
mix that last guy's wrap up show with a cartoon at the end.
I know, I would love a real ass cartoon. And I know we've had a few of them at this point. We had the real ass dude cartoon, and then Ian Ellis made his cartoon, which trashed me, I think, but I still loved it. It was really fun. And then there's this guy's cartoon now, which is the worst quality of all of them, but I also think sort of gets me the most out of everybody.
I just want to play the end of it.
Please, Shannon.
Whoa, there's three more of me. I've been triangled or something.
Doggy. Doggy. Oh my god, is that you?
Yeah, it's me, Doggy.
Oh my god, it's me, but also you.
The level of disrespect.
Oh my god, I hate disrespect, but if it's coming from me, I'll take it. You just...
Who's that guy? Twilight from Outer Space? Yeah, I saw he put together the Figs and Karen one, and he animated that one as well. That guy's great. Yeah, tell him to keep on sending his cartoons. We'll premiere his cartoons on the show. I think he's awesome. Love it. Yeah, Ian, sorry, dude. I create a fucking world where people want to make cartoons about me, dude. What are you doing? Fucking coughing off mic?
All right, if your cough button worked. If your cough button worked, I wouldn't have done
it. Come on, guys. That's what we're doing on the show now. That's Ian's idea of a good show. It's coughing off microphone.
Coughing with Ian.
Coughing with Ian. I wish it was a fucking coffin with Ian's body in it.
Oh, that was good. Wow. Dude, that was an hour 17 to get there. Great. That was fantastic, Lewis.
Oh, I don't get it.
It took an hour and 17 minutes for Lewis to be funny. He wanted me to be in a coffin. He wishes I was dead.
Oh!
Yeah.
Sick.
Right. Lewis, real quick. So since we haven't picked a winner yet and there are other submissions, do you want to keep the contest open?
Yeah, we can do one or more of these next week.
Give it another week.
I have a question. Did you guys ever crucify Paco? Remember, yes. You were supposed to do that.
He gave up after a minute. What he said was, I could tell, he didn't say it, but with his eyes and in his head, he said, "I'm too talented to do this. I'm out." And then he left, and then we gave him a better job.
Did you get the crucifix up, though?
No.
They just stood out there with their arms out.
It was terrible.
Yeah, they were on. They made, like, boards that they put their arms up.
You're making me bored.
Oh, whoa. Oh. Hey. Yes. Is that a... back-to-back Gomez? That's what you're going to do? You're just going to drink on mic?
That's the show. You maybe don't know the new segment in the show, Drinking with Lewis?
Drinking with Lewis.
Guys.
There was one submission where there were so many mouth noises, I couldn't listen to it.
Can we hear that one? Hold on. Shannon.
Oh!
On... mic.
Catching
on microphone, not off mic, on mic. You don't know the dynamic of this show. There we go. There you go. All right.
All right. This one's from B Rad.
B Rad.
B Rad.
Oh my God.
This is too long.
Let's go.
You're getting sleepy.
Robert Goodwin is a faggot.
Oh.
Robert Goodwin is a faggot. That was that drop. Remember that, Robert Goodwin? Were you down there for that? We made up a song, and then the hook to the song was Robert Goodwin is a faggot, and it hit.
Where we will be discussing all things Real Ass Podcast. We have a great show planned for you folks here today.
Mouth sound?
He's got to drink some water. Sugar. He smoked a little weed before this. He got a little comfortable.
The opioids do what they're supposed to.
Opioids.
Today, we will be discussing episode 708 of the Real Ass Podcast.
All right, stop him.
Yeah, I'm tired.
This sounds like a dweeb. I don't want dweebs fucking promoting my show. This is a show for cool fucking dudes who get pussy and fuck. Finger. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you're not, like, even if fine, you can be a dweeb and listen to this show, but you gotta be trying to not be a fucking dork.
Yeah, you're only allowed at Skankfest if you get your ass licked.
Dude, Skankfest is not for dweebs, don't you? No. Skankfest is for fucking badass motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
And Kratom addicts. We're giving out tons of Kratom samples at Skankfest. Don't you worry.
No smoke crack. You won't come to Skankfest.
Can we give out Kratom at Skankfest by Yo Kratom? Are we allowed to hand out samples? I feel like mixing Kratom with all the other alcohol and drugs that are going to be at Skankfest might not be the best.
I feel like it's not a prescription thing. I bet you maybe they can send us samples. I'll put them in the bags.
Let's do it. There will be Kratom samples in the bags without a doubt, unquestionably.
You guys give out weed one year?
Yes.
We give out weed every year. Every year we give out weed, edibles, cash.
Those give them away.
The gift bags, the Skankfest gift bags have paid. Cash. No, not only just do you get paid, there's cash in the gift bags. The gift bags are the best. There's not a better fucking gift bag in the fucking world. Shannon fingers herself, actually, as well, while she looks at the gift bags.
And I wipe it on the gift bag.
Hell yeah. Shannon, wouldn't that be cool if you were actually cool, you would put one nude in one of the gift bags randomly?
No, but it wouldn't be random. I would select who it would go to.
Would it be me?
Chloe.
It would be me. Hell yeah. Robbie Goodwin is a faggot. I love it. All right, we're going to wrap this one.
Cool.
We're going to wrap this one. Rap. Let's get drop a beat for Chloe and for Ian.
I just do a rap.
You got to rap battle each other.
Okay. Probably going to be pretty good.
Thank you guys very much. Oh, yeah. And yeah, we will. We will end on the latest Fight Journal as well, which was a lot of fun. Thank you, Chloe, for being a part of it. Paco editing and directing us. Here we go. Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what? So what's a scenario?
Can I start now?
Chloe, you can go first. Go.
Okay.
Oh, you're battling Ian, remember.
Okay, okay. Can I just talk about anything? Or
yeah, anything.
Okay. All right. Bill, trying to rape me against my will. He put me in Quaaludes, trying to get me in my nudes. But I got my chastity, and he's trying to get nastity. He's in my butt, trying to bust a nut. I wake up and I'm just like, oh, what?
Hell yeah. Woo! Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Ian?
Add that accusation to the Wikipedia.
Yes.
I told you I'm dirty at rap.
Can you turn it up a little?
That's probably moaning.
Oh.
Oh, my butt.
Oh. Oh, yeah, sitting here, Lewis, you are a disgrace. When I fuck Chloe, put a bag on her face. I'm gonna make it up, going around. That's right, bitch, Shannon is a clown. And Lewis on the show today was himself. He's fucking gay. Woo! And that's right, he had it back to back. Zach, I'm sorry, but you are fat. I just gotta make joke about everyone and a smoke. And I gotta say, Paco, you are gay. You a hoe. Post a shit on your Instagram. All I gotta say, these are jokes, but you my fam.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
That's
great.
Right, motherfuckers. Eat in the house. I'm a trucker, cause I'm going from state to state. Lewis, you gotta chill. Talk about rape.
Yeah. Whoa.
That was really good.
Oh, wow. Andrew, you should be a fucking rapper, doggy.
Yeah, dog.
That was solid.
I thought was good.
You were awesome, but when Ian did, he brought it to the next level.
I didn't know the levels we were hitting.
There's levels. There's levels of this shit, and Ian Finance is a good rapper.
This guy's good.
All right, this has been fun. Thank you guys very much for watching today's Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Monday. Who are the guests on Monday, Shannon?
Sean Patton and Mike Cannon.
What a show.
Woo. Check out this the latest episode of Fight Journal right here and enjoy.
Oh, it's you reading a book.
You tell us, but for that you shall be conquered by neighboring nations, by the Chinese or the Japanese. Oh, men of the people now say. You tell us, but that for you we shall be conquered by neighboring nations. That's not a sentence. I have to read it like 8 times to understand it. Can you stop filming me? Can you stop filming me, Paco? I'm going to beat your fucking ass. I'm going to actually fight you, Paco. It is true that every interruption, and yet more, every stoppage of governmental action, i.e. of organized violence, disturb this external appearance of well-being in our life. But such disturbance does not produce disorder, but merely displays what was hidden and makes possible its amendment. Fuck yeah, dude. I actually nailed that sentence, too. Yeah, you know what it is? I have to learn how to read. I think this is a big part of this, is I never really learned how to read. So that if formerly, in order to get rid of unarmed violence, it was necessary to arm oneself to oppose armed violence by violence armed... What the fuck? This is not English. This is not normal. What the fuck are you laughing at?
You texting?
I'm playing a game.
Yeah, you're playing games.
I'm not texting anyone.
That's your problem. You play games.
This is crazy.
This isn't a game.
Why are we doing
this? Who is this chick? I don't like the fact that as soon as you started seeing this chick, your entire commitment to everything we're doing seems to be faltering. Do you know what they're calling her?
What
on the team? And we're in the office? Yoko Ono. Yeah, it's a problem. I genuinely I don't like the fact that
I'm happy.
Is changing who you are at your core.
She's making me like someone who's, my room is clean. I paid my rent a day early this month for the first time ever in my whole life.
Yeah, and that, do you know how little that means to me? You haven't been on time for training. You don't bring equipment. You're fat. Does she like the fact that you're fat?
I mean, she likes
Does she like that you're fat?
I mean, like a little belly.
This is the problem, actually. This is the problem. As soon as this chick started being okay with your fat stomach, you started getting fatter. It's actually...
You're going to make this look.
No, son. It's Norman, you fucking... Look, she's even in your head telling you to make long turns. He's comfortable. You should be uncomfortable. You should be sitting there going like, fuck, dude, I got to get in shape. I got to try to find a chick. Now you got a chick and you're comfortable. You're comfortable with just being a fucking schlub. Do you think that this is a representation of T. Rattlesnake?
I don't know, man. Personal growth, responsibility.
Yeah, you're personally growing into another 20, 30 pounds. Today we're at Williamsburg MMA, and I have a little surprise for Harrington. We actually invited Chloe LaBranche back in. Last time she came on the show, everyone loved her. Everyone was talking about how funny and how hot she was. Well, this time we have her coming in specifically with the plan to sabotage Harrington's relationship. He has no focus. This chick is changing his whole mindset leading into this fight, and we need the old Harrington back. So in order to get the old Harrington back, we got to get rid of this bitch.
So today we're going to be working on some submissions from Closed Guard and also ruining Harrington's relationship. So we're going to try to put those two ideas together and see how it goes.
Hey, babe.
Hi.
What is
this?
From our closed guard, hands. Under the arm we don't want.
Don't be inappropriate because you're making it inappropriate, Chloe.
Now what?
Under the arms you don't want. Under the arm I don't want. Bring across center line. When you trap here, look at my elbow, make her face look away.
Okay.
Control.
Buy me a drink.
Control. Relax, relax, relax. Relax, relax, relax. Just a still.
Buy me a drink.
On top. Secondary leg traps. When you sit up,
yeah.
Arm bar, the triangle, and the
how's the mirror bar? Oh, yeah. The triangle.
She knows I got a girlfriend, right?
I mean, it's... Leave on top of his foot.
For the record, I am actually not looking forward to doing this with Harrington. I'm not attracted to him.
Oh, okay, that hurts.
I didn't know you were so big. Oh, this is so us. Oh, I'm so sad. Oh, I'm gonna get used to this. Oh, we should run away together.
Oh my god,
help! Somebody help!
Tap out!
Oh, shit, I can't! I love it!
Jesus!
Woo!
I don't want to do this anymore.
You had to pay me double, that was crazy.
What about the date?
I'm not doing that.
You have to. I'm not paying you anything. The whole deal was the date.
Folks.